come on, man. You don't make us late for the Super Bowl.
That's super fast, fool.
Super Bowl, super fast, super glue. It don't matter. I ain't going.
Okay, come on, Pam. Look, companies downsize all the time, sweetheart. You are not the first person to ever lose their job.
Tommy ain't even got a job, you don't see him bugging.
You know what? You're supposed to be helping, not making things worse. Come on, girl. You know you want to go to that super fast.
Hey, I bet Babyface make you feel better. Hell, he may even pay your rent.
What's happening, Clint Beastwood? I'm gonna let that one slide because we got company. Scary J. Blige.
Whatever, just get out. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? Pam.
Right.
Sorry about that door thing.
Oh, don't even sweat it, sister. I'm Trey Foster. I went to high school with the fellas.
Yeah, Trey's the one who hooked us up with the Superfest tickets.
And the backstage passes, but you know that ain't no thing for the top A&R man at Keep It Real Records.
Right.
Hold up. You work for Keep It Real Records?
Yeah.
That's always been a dream of mine, to work for a record company. I can't believe this. So you really into A&R?
A&R, huh? Y'all make root beer and records?
You know what? It's real funny running into you because currently I'm looking for a more challenging career opportunity.
Trey, in other words, she's unemployed to Halloween. Uh-huh. The goops and the goblins come out for Halloween.
Now is not the time.
Okay. So, how can I be down with this record thing, man?
No problem. Just drop by my office anytime. I try to look out for you.
Oh, cool. How about tomorrow?
Hey, look. Pam, y'all could talk about all that later. Right now, why don't you go shave so we won't be late for the concert and lose our seats? Now go, please.
What's up?
Madonna, what's up, girl? Thank you so much for the baby pictures. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen an infant wearing a push-up bra.
Hello, this is Sweets. Do you want to remake that? Well, hold on, let me check with my computer. Donna, who recorded Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman?
Joe Tech's 1977 Epic Records, it made it to number 17 on the charts.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Trey was supposed to handle this 2 weeks ago. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll handle him. Yeah, ciao, Bella. All right. Listen, when Trey gets here, send him to my office right away.
Right, boss.
I was just on the elevator with Chaka Khan.
Great, and you are?
Pamela James.
Are you here to interview for the A&R job?
A&R job? Am I here to interview for the A&R job?
It's not an essay question.
Right. Of course I'm here to interview for the A&R job. They're not gonna ask for any references, are they?
We're spending $500,000 on this music video. I'm the creative director. When I say I want a guy floating down the spaceship, I want a real freaking spaceship. Go pick your shoes for a walk. Oh, you must be here for the video. Yeah, go throw your bikini on, honey. We'll do the audition in the back.
First of all, I'm not your honey. And secondly, I only work with my clothes on. Thank you.
Well, that's too bad.
Don't mind Tony. He acts like a hitman, but he cried like a baby during The Little Mermaid.
Gotcha.
I'm Donna.
Hey, hi. Donna. Is Trey Foster in?
No, he's late as usual, but you can have a seat and wait for him if you want.
Chilling in a cut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Donna? The man of the hour is here, baby.
Oh, well, that's good, because the man in the office wants to see you.
Oh, Dad, we must have found out about the Mariah Carey thing. All right, look, just tell him I called in sick, all right?
Yo, Trey, what's up?
Hey, Pam, what are you doing here?
Oh, you told me to drop by. I'm dropped. Come here for a minute. I heard there's like a job opening around here.
Yeah, that's true.
That job is for me. I mean, I love music. I know every last song that Gladys Knight ever recorded. I know all the Pips moves. You know, they were smooth. They took it. You know, they took it.
That's good. Look here, I'll call Don Cornelius to get you on Soul Train, all right? Now I gotta work.
Cool, I'll roll with you. Trey, I'm telling you, I'm perfect for this job, man. Hey, I come from a musical family. You know Black Street?
Yeah.
Yep, I used to live on that street.
Clyde, take this package over to the recording session at Soundworks.
Oh, now I'm supposed to just run that over there like I'm some type of little errand boy, huh?
You are the messenger.
True that. But I won't be for long, see, because my Uncle Sweets, oh, he gonna hook me up with this A&R job.
Clyde, I don't even want that job, and I have a better chance of getting it than you.
Family, you don't know a damn! Excuse me, girl, who do you sing with? Booty and the Blowfish.
Hey, listen, Tony, we need to get Sweets a birthday gift. I was thinking we could all chip in and buy him golf clubs.
What are you, made of money?
Okay, what do you suggest?
Why don't you just buy him a box of balls?
So anyway, I get Stevie Wonder's home telephone number, and he actually answers the phone. I get so nervous, all I could do was say, yo, Stevie! I just call to say I love you, man!
Maybe I can get you a little receptionist gig, okay?
No, sweetie. I'm talking about the A&R job.
And Pam, you tripping. Come on, you can't just walk in here and get a job like that.
Trey, I hate to interrupt, but if you don't see Sweets right now, there's gonna be two A&R jobs open.
Pam, look, I gotta go. If I hear about anything, I'll let you know, all right?
But Trey, I just...
Please!
Hey, Trey, now would be a good time to kick in for Sweet's birthday gift.
Donna, please, I'm broke, all right? I got bills, we in a recession. Look here. Hey, Donna, you know what? Here's 100 for my man Sweet's birthday present, all right? I wish you could do more, but you know how it is. Give me that. What about all the good things I've done for the company, Sweets? I mean, I got Taylor Reed to leave her label, and she went platinum for us.
That was last year, Trey. But like Janet Jackson said, what have you done for me lately?
Okay, girl. All right. I holla. All right, girl.
Are you still here, Pam?
Hey, Trey. I just got off the phone with TLC. Well, actually, I don't know TNL, but me and C have the same hairdresser. I hear they might be changing labels. Here's the number. So what's up with the job, Trey? What's up with the job?
Sister, for the last time, I told you what I do is an art. Well, I'm not just making deals here. I'm guiding careers. Every one of my artists loves me.
Yo, Trey.
Here.
I got Iceberg on the phone. He said something about whooping your ass because you don't like his album cover.
Tony, just tell him I'm not here, man.
Well, why don't you tell him yourself? He's on the speakerphone.
Bird, what's up, man?
What's up is I hate my album cover. I'm a gangster rapper, man. How's my cover gonna have two white people chilling on the beach? What's wrong with you, man?
Bird, come on, man. This crossover, trust me, baby. White folks are loving you.
Man, look, change the cover or I'm changing labels.
Okay, Trey, check this idea out. Okay, Iceberg is a gangster rapper, right? You give him a blank album cover with the word censored stamped all on it, everybody and their mama buy the album.
Sister, with all due respect, that's whack.
Trey, Tony tells me Iceberg's upset about his album cover again. Can't you solve this?
Yeah. Oh, sweet, I already got it solved. Look here, I was gonna say, let me talk to you for a second. We're gonna do a blank album cover, right? With the words censored, stamped all over it. Man, everybody and their mama will buy that album.
I feel you. But now, don't forget, you're still on thin ice. I know about that Mariah thing.
Sweet, I wasn't stalking her. I was just trying to sign her.
In the jacuzzi? Trey, you've always got an excuse. All I know is you better bring me some talent.
Sweets, I'm on it. I'm going to a club tomorrow night to check out some new talent.
Good. Because if you don't bring me somebody soon, You're not gonna be working A&R. You'll be working at KFC.
So I see you like my idea for the album cover, huh?
Girl, that's just how we do in the business. You understand? We probably won't even use that.
Cut the bull, Trey. I heard what your boss said. You got problems, man.
You're right. Yeah. Man, I'm falling off. I used to sign people left and right. I was a talent magnet. Now where am I gonna find another singer?
Singer? I got a great singer.
Yeah, right. Pam, what do you know about finding talent?
Well, all I know is that I got a girl. I got a girl that sings way better than Toni Braxton. Mm-hmm. Fine, Trey, fine. If you don't want to hear my idea, I'll just walk across the street and talk to Motown, because I'm sure they'll hear me.
Wait. Who is she?
You help me get that A&R job, and I'll get you the girl.
All right, you got a deal.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Trey. All I need is a foot in the door. Damn it, give me a toe. Now where am I gonna find a singer? Thank you so much for bringing my stuff from the office.
No problem. How are the auditions going?
Ugh, I've seen over 100 people so far, and the one with the best voice was Scruffy the Shih Tzu. I gotta find somebody by tomorrow night, man. Hello? I can have the club for my showcase? No, that's great, that's great. No, I'll bring my deposit down there right away. Thank you. It's good.
Well, Pam, good luck on the showcase. I'll see you around.
Ooh. Hold up, I'm leaving too. Just give me a chance to grab my coat.
No, no, babe. There's something wrong with me. If you don't mind.
Boy! I didn't know you could sing like that.
Yo, I saw the piano. You know.
No. You got skills. Now, when you do that run, just put it like a, oh, babe. Just like gospel it up.
I didn't know you could blow like that.
Oh, I know I can blow. It's just that I'm trying to be behind the scenes. That's why I'm trying to make this A&R thing happen. Come here. Come here for a minute. Now, let me see if you really got what it takes. See if you can follow my lead. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah!
Oh, Dante, you are just the one I've been looking for.
Pam, I'm sorry. I already have a girl.
No, not that. I think you might have what it takes to be a star.
For real?
I'll show you how real I am. Cancel all your plans for tonight, brother. Cause we got work to do. Serenade me.
Ready to do this, fam?
Oh, hey, Trey. No doubt. It's just been a slight change in the program. Yeah, the sister I told you about is a brother.
So, what is this, like a RuPaul Dennis Rodman kind of act?
No. Well, actually, he was my assistant / typist. And
Wait. He's a typist? I'm risking my whole career on a damn cross-dressing typist?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't cross-dress, but, Trey, he can blow. The boy can definitely blow.
I hope you're right, sister, because I got to show somebody the sweets tomorrow.
You might not have to wait till tomorrow.
What are you talking? What the hell is sweets doing here?
I don't know. He's your boss.
Okay, whatever. Just get the singer up on stage, all right?
Small problem, bruh. He ain't here.
Where the hell is he?
I don't know, but you're stressing me out. I can't think. Just let me think.
Look, come on. Okay. We gotta be cool about this.
All right. All right, Trey, we gotta be cool. Whew. So what are we gonna do?
You find your singer, and I'll store Sweets.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Sweets! What are y'all doing here, man?
You said you had the bomb talent. I came to check it out for myself.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He's definitely the bomb.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that. When's the show gonna get started?
Right now.
Dante, answer the phone.
Pam, come on, we gotta get this thing started. He's getting impatient.
Hey, you're on my neck. You're on my neck. Okay. All right. I got it together. Oh, hey. Thank you. All right. Okay, you all know why you're here. I'm giving this little showcase for Keep It Real Records, and I'd just like to take this time to recognize the CEO, Mr. Sterling Sweets.
Right.
Yo, don't forget about the crazy Clizzard chilling up in that his house without a gizzard.
Boy, says it, this out.
Before we go on, I'd just like to know, is Brooklyn in the house?
Yo.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Pat, I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay, that's okay. Just save your voice. I'm just happy you're here.
Yeah, yeah, but I came to tell you, I can't sing in front of all these people. And I hope you understand that.
Oh, of course I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dante! Come on, Dante, please, just do it like we rehearsed, remember? If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like a poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. They hold throughout the universe, it fills you up without a bite, it quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't it be never ending? Like the sun shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time.
That's it. I've heard enough. Trey, meet me in my office.
Now?
No, right now.
Let's roll. Sweets, look, I can explain if you just give me the chance.
What's she doing here?
I can explain that too. Look, that brother that you saw singing, that was Pam's idea.
Hold up. You're the one responsible for that singing?
I tried to tell her that the kid was whack.
Whack? That brother was bad.
That boy was bad.
I'm gonna sign him to a deal. What are you talking about, whack?
Whack? No, 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 no. I said black. The brother was young, gifted, and black.
So you discovered Dante, huh?
I sure did. I worked with him on a song, I picked out his gear and everything.
Well, technically she discovered Dante, but you know, I discovered Pam, so if you really want to get technical, I discovered Dante too.
Look, Mr. Sweets, you might hire somebody else for this A&R job with more experience than I have. But I'm telling you, nobody has music in their heart like I do. I can recognize talent. I was born to do this.
Pam, if I gave you that A&R job, when could you start?
Yesterday.
I like that.
Okay, hold up, Sweets. I mean, you know, for a brother's hard work and everything, you know, where'd a brother get out of all this?
A brother get to keep his job.
That's cool, too.
Pam, Monday morning, 8 o'clock.
I'll be here.
Congratulations, Pam. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much,
Oh, I wasn't listening. No, I... Come in, guys.
Happy birthday, sweet.
Happy birthday, sweet.
Oh, hey, now. A golf club. Where's the rest of them?
There ain't no rest of them. That's it.
See, we figure like this here. If we work for you another 12 years, you'll have a whole set.
Welcome to Keep It Real, Pam. And hey, don't worry about a thing, baby. I'm gonna take you under my wing.
Hey, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get your ashy arm off my shoulder, you're gonna have a broken wing.
Oh, yeah. This little combination's gonna be very interesting.
So, I guess I'll see you all Monday.
8 o'clock.